This goes to Christina, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, Snyder, S-N-Y-D-E-R, and like November, P like practice, fax 866-419-3504, and Schnepp's Nursing Home, fax 989-681-3721, regarding Avis, A-V-I-S, Lavender, L-A-V-E-N-D-E-R. Date of birth is November 2nd of 1932. Dear Christina and staff at Schnepp's Nursing Home, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Miss Lavender with hyponatremia, a history of stage 3 chronic kidney disease, COPD, metastatic breast carcinoma, and chronic atrial fibrillation. Her last visit was July 27th of 2021. Since that time, she was hospitalized in Elma for more than a week for severe shortness of breath and severe hyponatremia at the time of admission. That resolved with an eventual increase in sodium level to about 126 prior to discharge, which is her baseline. She is currently residing in Schnepp's Nursing Home following hospitalization and hopes to be discharged to an assisted living facility within the next few weeks. Today she complains of increased swelling in both lower legs with redness and weeping of the legs. And this is new and has followed the discharge from the hospital. They are checking her sodium levels weekly at Schnepp's, and the last one on January 28th was 128, which is actually better. She's had one 2 to 3 day course of Lasix for the severe edema of the lower extremities, and that did help a little. And she does have a 1,500 cc per 24-hour fluid restriction currently. She denies chest pain or palpitations. She has mild dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest, and it's markedly improved from what took her to the hospital. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. She has chronic urinary incontinence. No visible cloudiness or blood. She did have some compression wraps on her legs yesterday, but they were very wet by morning and had to be removed. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. During hospitalization, all diuretics were discontinued with the exception of spironolactone, 12.5 milligram once daily. That does remain, but she's not using any daily Lasix at this time. No hydrochlorothiazide and nothing else that would contribute to hyponatremia or worsen it. She has gained 14 pounds over the last 6 months, though. I also want to highlight her Eliquis 2.5 milligram twice a day, low-dose aspirin. She uses inhalers for the COPD. She's also on sodium chloride tablets, 1 gram 3 times a day, and calcium with vitamin D for osteoporosis. For pain, she is on tramadol, 50 milligram every 6 hours as needed. Physical examination. The patient appears comfortable. Color is good. There are no signs of respiratory distress or shortness of breath during our telemedicine visit. Weight is 164 pounds. Temperature 98.6, pulse 66, respirations 18. Oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. And blood pressure was 149 over 87. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 17th of 2022. and her creatinine was improved at that time at 0.9. Previous levels ranged between 1.1 and 1.2. Sodium was 127, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 22, albumin 3.7, the calcium was 9.6, hemoglobin is 10.0, white count 10.6 with the normal platelets. Assessment and plan, hyponatremia with history of stage 3, chronic kidney disease, chronic COPD, chronic atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated, metastatic breast carcinoma, and edema with erythema in her lower extremities, secondary to severe edema. The patient will have Lasix 40 milligram once a day for the next 3 days. We'd like to decrease the fluid restriction to 1,200 cc's in 24 hours. Also, have her continue to follow more of a low-sodium diet for blood pressure control. And we'd like to have labs repeated in February. The renal chemistry is a CBC also. And hopefully a provider at through Schneps can evaluate the worsening edema of the lower extremities as well as the erythema in case she has cellulitis accompanying the edema. Compression stockings and wraps are a good idea, even if they have to be done daily. But hopefully with the increased Lasix dose just for 3 days, we shouldn't experience any worsening of hyponatremia, but we would hopefully control the and improve the edema. And with the fluid restriction being increased also, that hopefully will help prevent further edema of the lower extremities. And the patient should be rechecked by this practice in the next 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.